Boghat is coming to the River Cree on the 26th, and Brian Bassett of the band joins me. Welcome. Happy New Year, Brian.
Happy New Year, Shannon. Nice to talk to you.
So this all started, I like this story, thanks to a Christmas present years ago that made you decide maybe you got a thing for rock and roll.
Oh, that's right. Well, for me personally, yeah, that was an exciting time. You know, of course, all us young people were all watching the Ed Sullivan Show and seeing all the exciting British bands coming over. And I think everybody in my neighborhood got a guitar or a drum or a bass guitar. And a lot of garage bands and basement bands started around that time. And mine was a big red Harmony Rocket One, which had that new guitar smell when I opened the case. And so Santa Claus was nice to me that year.
Now, originally, you were a member of Wild Cherry, that play that funky music, Wild Cherry, as well as Molly Hatchet. But in 1989, you formed a friendship that would eventually find you becoming a part of Boghat. How did that come about?
After Wild Cherry, which, you know, I was in my 20s then, and we had a hit record, Play That Funky Music, and that was really exciting. We got to tour arenas with some of the greatest bands of the era, mostly the R&B stars. We did some Jackson 5 shows, some of their last shows as a band, Commodores, Average White Band, Earth, Wind & Fire. I mean, we got to play with so many of the greats, and that was very exciting. After that, I relocated to Florida from Pennsylvania and started working as a blues guitarist, engineer, producer at a small independent label called Kingsnake Records. And I had a blues quartet that played in Orlando on the weekends. And I met Lonesome Dave, who had just moved from London to Orlando. My friend Pat Travers, the great guitar player, brought him to see our band. And we hit it off as friends, and he sat in with our band. And that was the beginning of my entrance into Boghat family. We toured together for 4 or 5 years. At one point, I think it was around 1992, the original members of Boghat all reformed. So Rod Price came back to the band, and I had just finished a European tour with Molly Hatchet, with Dave, and they asked me to join their band. They knew of my situation and that I was soon to be out of work. So they said, would you like to join Molly Hatchet? I was like, yes, sir. Thank you, Danny Joe. I would certainly would. And I did that for 7 years until Dave, in 1999, asked me to rejoin the band upon Rod Price's retirement. So that's the sort of the short version of that whole thing. And Dave was such a big part of my life. Had I not met him, you know, in Orlando at that time and started touring with him, I wouldn't have met my wife and subsequently wouldn't have had my children. So it was a pretty big turning point for me knowing Dave.
Boghat is on tour again. Do you notice, are you seeing new faces, younger faces in the crowd? And what does that mean for you as a performer when you're, you know, in such a legendary classic rock band?
Well, you know, playing live is so important to us and has always been. Boghat always toured relentlessly, even before my joining them, particularly in the 70s. And we still love to get out there and play. And I think the inclusion of Slow Ride on one of the Guitar Hero games some years ago brought a whole new generation to us. And a funny thing, too, I think the resurgence in vinyl records is also bringing some young people to the older bands. You know, I think they're inheriting their parents' record collection and stereo equipment, finding out, you know, what vinyl records was all about. And, you know, my daughter's room looks like my room did in 1972 with Pink Floyd and Jethro Tull and, you know, all these my old vinyl records lying around her room. So that's brought a lot of young people out. So I think we got three generations at a lot of our concerts now, our original fans, you know, their sons and daughters, and of course, you know, our original fans' grandchildren are now coming out. And luckily, we do so many all-age shows, particularly in the spring and summer. We do a lot of city festivals and, you know, outdoor concerts, and a lot of young people get to come to see our show. So it's great to see that, you know, our kind of music still has some lasting power in the market.
You mentioned Slow Ride. I mean, when you think of Boghat, you think of Slow Ride. Do you ever get to the point where you're just like, I don't want to do Slow Ride tonight? Or is it like, no, that's Boghat?
No, that's sort of the highlight of every one of our shows. And people ask me that a lot, that you get tired of playing it. And, well, you know, we play the song every concert, but, you know, what changes is everything but the song. You know, we're playing in a different environment for different people in a different city. And, you know, just to see people get up on their feet and rock out, you know, at the end of our shows, that's sort of the best part of our concert. And so, no, we never really get tired of playing it.
Well, Boghat's coming to the River Cree on the 26th. You guys will be playing it then. We'll be able to hear it then, right?
Yes, we sure will. That'll definitely be in there. And we just had a new record out called Sonic Mojo, which, much to our delight, came out at number one on the Billboard Blues chart. So that was very exciting for us. I believe it's still on there 7 weeks going. So that's a good sign that, you know, our kind of music is still going on with people. People are liking it. We're going to play a little bit of old, a little bit of new, and some blues. It almost sounds like a wedding thing. I just have to borrow something. Something new, something borrowed, something blue. So that's sort of our concert. So we'll be playing some of our new record. Of course, all the hits that our fans like to hear, and some deep album tracks, and fact, I'm heading to a rehearsal just after our conversation to go into rehearsals for the new concert season.
All right. Well, we won't keep you. We look forward to it. If you haven't already, grab your tickets. The link for it's on our website, ravenradio.ca. Brian, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Shannon. Great talking to you.